Chapter 4. Ray's stomach growled quietly as she and BB-8 passed a food cart. The greasy steel pecker meat sizzled in the sunlight. She leaned down to the droid.
"You're welcome for not selling you," she said pointedly.
But Unkar's words about certain parties interested in BB-8 were still running around her mind.
"I can't help you if you don't tell me who you're waiting for," she said.
BB-8 beeped at her questioningly.
"Can you trust me? What do you think?"
BB-8 couldn't argue with that. Ray had shown him loyalty when he needed it most. Slowly, BB-8 told her about his master, Poe Dameron, and confided that they were on a mission for the Resistance. Ray had heard rumors about the Resistance, but she had never dared to hope they were true. Standing up to the First Order seemed like a fool's errand. The shadowy military group had been created after the fall of the evil empire. The leaders of the Order claimed to want peace and cooperation, but their brutal actions showed otherwise. World after world had fallen under their control, and yet the New Republic government had done nothing to stop them. Their quest for power was even starting to affect remote planets like Jakku. Just a few days before, First Order stormtroopers had destroyed a sacred village nearby. Ray wanted to learn everything she could about the Resistance. She told BB-8 about the recent attack on Jakku. BB-8 beeped sadly.
"You were there?" Ray asked in surprise.
Clearly, there was more to the little droid than she had thought. Before she could ask him more about his mission, a stranger tapped her on the shoulder. Ray turned to see a figure covered from head to toe in thick black fabric. Even his face was concealed by a pair of goggles and a rebreather.
"Plut wants droid. We take droid. Female don't interfere."
"The droid is mine," Ray shot back. "I didn't sell him. Plut knows that."
"You right," agreed the other thug. "Plut knows that. You didn't sell. So he take."
His companion was already pulling a sack over BB-8. Quickly, Ray pulled her staff from her satchel and prepared for a fight. The man in black held the bag with BB-8. He was her first priority. Ray swept her staff into his legs, forcing him flat on his back. As she lifted her staff to strike another blow, the second thug grabbed her from behind. Around her, the Nima marketplace carried on as usual. Brawls were not uncommon there, and no one was going to risk making enemies to help a stranger. Ray was on her own.